speaking on the household tax bill and it all last night, I said that many people, which is true, have said to me that they can't afford to pay this. And out of solidarity with them, I won't be registering and won't be paying this household tax either, because I think people need to resist this tax, and they need to resist the austerity that has been forced on people over the last 3 years as well.
Do you think it's responsible, though, as an elected representative, to be encouraging, at the very least, civil disobedience and, I suppose, at the most, illegal activity?
Well, I think it's a legitimate form of protest against what is an unfair tax. We live in the most unequal society in Europe, and there's many, many people out there that can afford to pay extra taxation on their income, and that's what the government should be doing, is building a fair and equitable taxation system, and making people who can afford to pay, and not targeting people who have seen their incomes drop substantially over the last 3 years.
If enough people share your mindset and don't pay this, what do you believe the end game is?
Well, the end game would be that if enough people don't register for these taxes, the government will receive that they are going to fail. And the government then will have to go back and look and create a fair taxation system and look at the people who can afford to pay. And there's many, many people still in the country who have very good incomes and are earning very well and can afford to pay extra taxes and should, on the basis of equality and fairness, be paying extra.
Now, of course, it's not the same issue, but the same principle could be there. Are you going to, if you were liable to, register and pay the septic tank charges?
No, in my own situation, I'm not liable for the septic tank charge, but if I was, I wouldn't be registering and I wouldn't be paying, because these charges are only going to give money to the failed banks and to the back to the ECB and IMF, and I think that people have a chance now. They were denied their vote in the general election in February for a difference and for change, and people have a chance now to force that change through the only means that they have possible, which is to disobey these laws.